Hi, my name is Andrew, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. Sometimes, if we don't have the full context of certain statements, we can come to a bad conclusion because we import our own biases into the situation. For example, in Return of the Jedi, Luke Skywalker confronts both Yoda and Obi-Wan Kenobi over the revelation that happened at the end of Empire Strikes Back. Vader revealed to him, as Mark Hamill once so glibly quoted on a TV interview, the truth of Dad Vader. And Luke needs to know, first, whether it's true, and second, why they felt the need to keep it from him. He even throws it in a dying Yoda's face. Unfortunate that I know the truth? He's been left behind and lied to for all of his life, and once again he feels like he's been manipulated by the adults in his life. Yoda's answer of, unfortunate that unready for the burden were you, doesn't really seem to help the situation. Obi-Wan, Vader's master and Anakin's friend, continues the conversation with Luke. He discusses with Luke more thoroughly the conversion that Anakin underwent in his fall to the dark side, and follows that with, so what I told you was true, from a certain point of view. You're going to find that many of the truths we cling to depend greatly on our own point of view. At the time Return of the Jedi aired, we, the audience, had no context to the statement. All we had was the wistful Alec Guinness describing Anakin as a good friend from A New Hope. And so this comes across very jarring. Certainly it was jarring to Luke. But once we knew the backstory, both in terms of the prequels and the Obi-Wan Kenobi TV show, we can see that Obi-Wan has to use this framing to protect himself. That admitting that Vader is the man he once knew is fully acknowledging his failure. And that Vader is what Obi-Wan made him. But Vader, at the end of the Obi-Wan Kenobi series, gives Obi-Wan the framing that he needs to be able to coherently deal with the juxtaposition. That Vader has killed off any shred, or so he believes, of the good man that was Anakin Skywalker. When we revisit Obi-Wan's line in the light of that revelation, now we can see his point of view. That it was not for Luke's protection that he framed it the way he did. It was for his own. The context of Obi-Wan's story is critical to understand the framing. And that's as much true about the Bible as it is about Star Wars. Contextualizing for others and for ourselves is incredibly important. In fact, it's a critical component of translating the Bible. In the book of Acts, chapter 2, the Holy Spirit comes on the believers on the day of Pentecost. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now they were staying in Jerusalem, God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment because each one heard their own language being spoken. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Aren't all these who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them in our own native language?" The Holy Spirit enabled Peter, among others, to witness the truth of Jesus' death and resurrection in terms that would make sense to the listener. When we read and interpret the Bible, we have to make sure that we understand it in its context, and make sure that we are faithfully transferring that knowledge from its original ancient language written to an ancient people to modern-day terms that can be useful to us in our context. Understanding critically God's heart for those who suffer injustice of any kind and his identification with those who suffer, we can appropriately apply God's words to our situation where appropriate and being cautious not to apply them where they do not. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Nerdy Devos every weekday, hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also come hang out with us on our Facebook group, The Nerd of God's Word. I'm Andrew for the Daily Nerd Devo, and remember to be awesome in the name of Christ. See ya, Space Cowboy.